is going on as far as all of this is concerned. This is how the Lord expects us to deal with one another, people. He expects us to give preference to one another in an honorable way. All right, give preference. Let's forget the honorable for a minute. Let's find out what we're supposed to do. Let's find this out first. Give preference to one another. This says nothing about the person earning it. It says nothing about any kind of a system performance. This is preference is based upon their position in Christ. We are to give preference not because a person earns or deserves it. Not given that because of that. It is due to their position in Christ. All right. Give preference. We have a participle used here as an imperative. So this means that it's in the present tense. It should characterize your life. It should characterize people. I want this to be tough. I want you not liking this. Unless you're truly in the Spirit. This means I am to give preference to my wife. I am to give preference to my husband. I am to give preference to another believer. I am to give preference to others who are members of the body of Christ. We are to give them preference. Now the word is a compound word. It's the first part is pro. I want to keep this list here. So the first part is pro, P-R-O, and that means before. That gives you the idea of before, being before. So you have the pro, and then the second part is hegeomai, H-E-G-E-O-M-A-I, hegeomai. And hegeomai carries with it the idea of to think, to lead. So therefore it means to put the other person before you, to think of the other person before you. In other words, to give preference. To give preference to the other person. This is in line with spiritual love, being sacrificial to self and beneficial to others. Who gave preference, the maximum example of giving preference over themselves to a world of sinners? Who gave preference to his enemy? Who did it? There's your example. Did we deserve being given preference to himself? People, he did not have to die on that cross for you and me. He gave us preference. What does it mean to give somebody preference? It means I'll lay down and sacrifice my rights to give you preference in spiritual relationship with the Father. He gave us preference over his own life. That's what this word and this concept is, to give preference. See, to be sacrificial to ourselves for the benefit of others, if that's what I have to do, in giving preference. These are not idle words. These are not idle words. This should characterize our lives. And by the way, it will characterize our lives as we continue to walk in faith by the Holy Spirit. You will find these kinds of things starting to happen in your life, and you go, wow, look what I just did. Look what just happened. I just gave preference. And I'm beginning to understand what that means. And I like to use this, the most intimate relationships, husband, wife, family, friends, local assembly, because this is what's crumbling in our society. Do I need to read a book about what makes women tick and what makes men tick because one's from Mars and the other's from Jupiter and all that kind of garbage? No, I need to give preference because my wife is a believer, is a Christian in the body of Christ. I need to give her preference. I don't need to understand men. I give my husband preference because he's in the body of Christ. That's what I need to do in the power of the Spirit. And that's what you will do in the power of the Spirit. People, I'm very spiritually, I'm angry at what the church is being told to do today. All this stuff we're being handed. Do and do, do and do, do and do, do and do. We're not telling people, walk by faith in the Spirit, and watch for these things to start occurring in your life. No, you've got to make it happen. People, you don't know how to give preference to somebody. If I did, see, I could take this now and make a long list and show you, and this is what you got to work on. No, this is what happens when you and I walk in the Spirit. You will give preference. And you'll start seeing it happen in your life. Giving preference is a mental attitude. It is a thinking. to give someone a preferred position over ourselves. That sacrificing of ourselves, my desires, what I want for what is best for you in the spiritual life, what will be best for you in the home, in the work, in social life. Their desires and their needs go before my desires and my needs. Do I need to read a book and deal with a long, funny discussion? Men are hunters, and so they like to control the remote control and sit there and click. And women are supposed to understand that about men. No, I don't need to. I need to understand, give preference to my wife because she's sitting here watching TV and she wants to watch this show. Yeah, I would much rather sit here and do that. I don't want to enter into all your homes and what goes on in your homes. But if that's going to be made a big deal, I'm going to make it a big deal. I don't need to understand. All I need to know is some other Christian is sitting here and they're trying to watch a TV show. And I'm going to give them preference. Because if I sit here and keep acting the way I want to act and what I want to do, they're going to lose their spiritual life and get upset at me and everything else. I don't want that. Oh, well, that's just their tough luck. They ought to understand me. I'm boom, 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 boom. That's not what I read in Scripture, people. Is it what you read? And you tell me if you read something differently. I don't need to have a book and tell me about a person that's in menopause, post-menopause, and all that other stuff. I need to just know I got to give them preference. I got to think. What's going to disarm them? What's going to hurt them? What's going to set them off? What's going to do this or that and give them preference? Little bitty things, real big things. Yeah, but that's a petty thing. This doesn't say anything about only not in petty things. I don't see that. It says I'm to give them preference. And I'm going to keep teaching these kind of things because a multitude of my compatriots in the ministry are repeating a lot of other stuff. And this is what I find now that it hasn't been given to me and shown to me over some 40-something years as a Christian. These kind of things put together and shown way we're supposed to deal with each other. Supposed to give preference. I'll sacrifice. This cuts out a lot of sins. I would rather do this.